In the name of God, the Creator, and of the Word, Jesus Christ, Son of God, and of the Holy Sanctifier, Spirit of God, may the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in your presence, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. It is good that we commemorate the triumphant entry of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. It was his last and final one with his disciples and a crowd of people. He was welcomed by the people who waved branches broken off from the fig tree and the palm tree on the wayside. The shouts by the enthused crowd proclaiming him Son of David, the King, and praising God, for at last God has given them a leader. However, this joyful celebration was short-lived. Jesus knew it was going to be trouble in Jerusalem, but many of his disciples and friends saw it differently. They saw a new hope and a new beginning of battle with the opposition, that he would ultimately lead them to freedom and form their own government and take back their sovereign land from the Romans. He saw it his final challenge against the evil and wicked people of the powerful institution and the government. It was painful to him. He said in the Garden of Gethsemane, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death." He said in Matthew chapter 26, verse 22, "If there was such a person who can say, 'I know what it is to be joyful, and I know what it is to be sorrowful,' Jesus Christ would be such a person." He was paraded through the street of Jerusalem. He wept. He was sorrowful. And sorrow surrounded his last week on earth. Many disciples were sorrowful, but he was most so, for he could see what is ahead of him and them. We are only seeing and feeling his sorrow through the story of the author of the gospel, and having a desire to walk closely with him, for he is our Lord and Redeemer, and also having a desire to experience some of what he went through. It is a good start, and we started this journey with him since Ash Wednesday. And today is Palm Sunday. We have journeyed 40 days and 40 nights. We still have 5 more days to Good Friday. If any of you have not made any effort to do something about it, your Lenten journey, Holy Week, starts tomorrow. There are several special services scheduled from Wednesday to Holy Saturday. What is the takeaway? All accounts in the 4 Gospels agreed that Jesus entered Jerusalem for a final time, arrested and stood in front in a court before Pontius Pilate, who handed a death sentence to him, a death by crucifixion on the cross. And all the 4 Gospels agreed that there were 2 criminals also crucified, one on his left-hand side and the other on his right-hand side. But Luke gave an account of the conversations between the three crucified people on the cross and the bystanders. The bystanders might have been in the crowd earlier, following Jesus and his disciples, waved palm and fig branches, and cheered and sang out, "Hosanna, Son of David, thanks be to God, for the King has come." And now, in the mob's excitement, shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him," others mocked and sneered. "He saved others, let him save himself, if he's the Messiah of God." The soldiers joined in, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." The criminal on one side of Jesus mocked him, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." The other criminal scolded the criminal, "Shame on you. Don't you fear God, since you are condemned too? You and I have committed a crime and are justly punished, but this man did nothing wrong." He turned to Jesus and kindly and gently said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." The suffering and the time spent hanging on the cross has jolted the memory of this criminal that he had heard the name of Jesus and the good work he did. Jesus acknowledged the kind criminal. The centurion watched all this happening before him and spoke from his heart, "Certainly, the man on the center cross was innocent." Often, where capital punishment exists in a country and some states of the United States of America, it most unfortunately executes an innocent human being. I wonder which group of the bystanders we will be in. Most likely, we stand with the few, like the disciples, terrified at the wickedness of the spectacle and angry at one's helplessness to stop the atrocity. Left the scene, beating one's head and heart and saying to oneself, "What have we done? What have I done to him? Why, OMG, oh my God, what have I done to him?" It was a nightmare, a bad and frightening dream, but the story continues for us, as we are the post-Easter Christians. We have an opportunity to hear his words on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And to the other kind criminal on the cross, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Jesus Christ held nothing against anyone for killing him. He did not hold any grudge against the Jew. They did not kill him. The Jews did not kill him. They handed him over to the Roman authority because the Jews cannot kill a Jew. The Romans, through Pontius Pilate, gave the sentence. He wanted so much freedom for Jesus. He did not kill him. It was the sinners that killed him. And yet Jesus left no one out who wants to be with him. And even at the point of dying, he pleads with his Father, the maker of the whole universe, to forgive them and to give them life, not death. As we look forward and anticipate Easter celebration, we must pass through Good Friday. For without the Good Friday, all and everyone in the world, you and I, remains unredeemed, still in the darkness and outside the kingdom of God, and still sinners forever. In the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, humanity have been set free from sin. You and I and all who want to be free from sin receive freedom. And the slavery of sin was broken forever, forever. All you and I and others who want redemption receive redemption. Those who don't want redemption will not receive redemption because they don't want it. And those who want a new life in Jesus Christ and to live that life for the glory of God will receive a new life and a hope to enter into the kingdom of God. And those who want love and kindness of God will receive love and kindness of God. And those who don't want God, as I'm now reading a book called God's Funeral, indeed, Good Friday, we will experience the funeral of God. That's what it's all about. But it doesn't end there. There is the resurrection to new life. So we look forward to Easter celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So may your Holy Week be fruitful and an enriching experience one. To God, all glory and honor and praise, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.